Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 11th, 2019. I'm Rich Drappolino. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren announced a new platform for her presidential campaign calling for the breakup of Facebook, Google, and Amazon. Her plan calls for legislation designating companies with global revenue above $25 billion as platform utilities and prohibiting them from owning participants of their platform. The law would also restrict third-party access to user data and require meeting a standard of fair and non-discriminatory use with users. Warren also calls for regulators to roll back anti-competitive acquisitions by these companies, including Whole Foods, Zappos, Waze, Nest, DoubleClick, Instagram, and WhatsApp. NVIDIA agreed to acquire the networking chip and component maker Mellanox for $6.9 billion. NVIDIA's offer is a 14% premium on the current stock price at $125 per share. The move would further bolster NVIDIA's data center division, which has already tripled sales in the last 3 years and currently makes up a third of total company revenue. Reuters reports that NVIDIA outbid Intel in negotiations for Mellanox. The acquisition must now be approved by regulators before being finalized. The Electronic Privacy Information Center published a 346-page document outlining how U.S. Customs and Border Protection is implementing biometric entry-exit systems using facial recognition at major airports in the U.S. The document states that 17 airports currently have system trials in place, with the goal of initial operating capability of scanning 30 international flights per day by the end of 2019. These systems match up passport photos of international travelers with real-time images captured at airports and on airplanes. An Office of the Inspector General audit in late 2017 found a 85% successful match rate, while a spokesperson for JetBlue stated the CPB goal is a 97% match rate with a false positive rate of less than 0.1%. U.S. citizens can opt out of facial scanning for more traditional screenings. BuzzFeed News notes that there was no period for public comment on these systems before implementation began. Foreign travelers can have their images stored for up to 14 days, and it's unclear how cooperating airlines and third parties can use facial recognition data going forward. CBP is operating under an executive order from President Trump to expedite biometric verification of all U.S. international travelers in the top 20 airports by 2021. Approval for the biometric system was initially signed into law under the Obama administration. The city of Philadelphia has passed a law requiring almost all businesses to accept cash payments. Exception to the cash rule include parking lots, online and phone transactions, retailers with membership models, and companies that require a credit card deposit, like hotels and rental cars. Businesses who violate the law after it comes into force on July 1st could face a fine of up to $2,000. Amazon believes Amazon Go stores would be affected because you do not need a Prime membership to shop there. A similar New Jersey state bill is waiting for the governor's signature, and Massachusetts has had this kind of law in the books for a while. In a blog post, Tesla announced it will keep more retail stores open than had previously been stated by CEO Elon Musk. The company stated it has already closed 10% of retail locations, with another 20% under review. As a result of keeping more locations open, average vehicle pricing will increase 3%, but will not impact the new $35,000 base Model 3. In other NVIDIA news, the company plans to drop support for 3D Vision, the company's stereoscopic 3D gaming standard. The last drivers for 3D Vision will come out in April 2019, and the company will issue updates for critical driver issues through April 2020. NVIDIA will make both the 3D TV Play tool for running 3D content on TVs and its 3D Vision video player app available for free through the end of 2019. And finally, Estonia's recent parliamentary election saw 44% of total votes made online. The 247,232 votes made by Estonia's iVoting system marks a record for the percentage of the electorate and the total number of votes cast. Online voting in the country launched in 2005 and is open from the 10th to the 4th days before the election. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.